And now a great story now about a tiny gem which was found at an outback sheep station in Western Australia. It's been declared the oldest known piece of our planet. The zircon is said to be 4.4 billion years old. John Valley is a geoscience professor at the University of Wisconsin in the United States. He's been leading the research team that's dated the gem. He joins me now from his home in Wisconsin. Welcome to Bush Telegraph.
Hi, Greg. Good to talk with you.
Now, where did you find this gem?
It comes from the Jack Hills, which is a low range about 600 kilometers north of Perth. It's on the Mylura station, very remote location. And we've analyzed quite a few rocks up and down this 80-kilometer range of hills, and we find zircons that date back to the Hadean eon of the Earth, which is the earliest part of Earth history.
Now, this we're talking about, what, 4.4 billion years ago? It's a little bit hard to get my head around, to be honest.
It is hard.
So what was it? What else was around then? Like, why is this the oldest stone or oldest?
Well, the first 600 million years of Earth history is called the Hadean because it's thought to have been hell-like. Very hot, very intense meteorite impacts, magma oceans, the surface of the Earth covered with molten rock at temperatures of something like 1,000 Celsius. And those sort of conditions certainly did exist very early on in the formation of the Earth. And what we're trying to learn is how quickly did they subside, and when did the Earth evolve into the sort of habitable surface conditions that we know today? And the inference from these zircons is that that happened much faster than we'd thought, and that within 100 million years of the magma oceans and the moon-forming event, which was a giant meteorite impact, within 100 million years of that violent event, the Earth had formed a crust that already had started to change in its composition to be like the modern continental crust, and that within 200 million years of the magma oceans, the steam-rich atmosphere had condensed to form liquid water oceans.
So is this? What does it look like? What does this piece of zircon look like?
Well, it's so small you can barely see it with the naked eye. It's about twice the diameter of a human hair, and it's red, but it has all sorts of amazing properties. One is that if you bombard it with electrons, it emits, it glows in blue light. But it has very delicate growth zoning that you can see, so something like the rings on a tree. So the central part of it is the oldest, and it gets younger as you go outwards. And as small as it is, it contains inclusions of yet other minerals. It has different subdomains that are of different ages. And just a lot of information about history contained on such a small object.
So how did you come to Western Australia to look for this? Is this area known for these types of finds?
Well, there had been a report in 1986 by a group from the Australian National University that they had found a 4.1 billion year old zircon, and that was what attracted me. I got together with Professor Simon Wild, who was at that time at Curtin, and in 1998 we agreed on a study, and in 1999 started dating the first zircons. And that was when we located the first zircon that was 4.4 billion years old. That was a dramatic, very controversial discovery at first because it was 300 million years older than anything that had previously been dated from the Earth.
Now, I'm sorry, we've only got a minute left, but can you quickly describe how you date something that's that old?
We do uranium lead. It's a radioactive decay, and if you know the amount of lead and the amount of uranium, the older it is, the more lead it has in proportion to uranium. So this is the gold standard for determining the age of the Earth and the age of very old materials. And what we've done in this most recent study is we've answered a problem that has been a challenge for uranium lead geochronology for 60 years. And using a new type of a mass spectrometer, we've actually been able to analyze individual atoms of lead and determine their mass, and to prove that something called lead mobility was not a problem for our ages.
Well, John, thank you so much for coming onto the program and telling us about this find. It's a remarkable piece of stone, I guess. It's only so small, but 4.4 billion years old. Thank you so much. That's John Valley, geoscience professor at the University of Wisconsin.